Hey guys, my name's Helen Booth. Welcome to the Challenge Podcast. This is where we dig into the stories of people just like you and how the Max and Maxine's 12-week challenge has changed their lives. Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. We would like to introduce someone new that's coming into the challenge, our new coach, Stephen Escar. Welcome, Stephen.
Hello, thank you. Good to be here.
And we've also got Di. Welcome, Di.
Hi.
We're back again. We're back.
So disappointed.
No, never. We're here to talk to Stephen and just to welcome him to our challenge and to you guys so that you know a little bit about him and also to talk about Prep Week. So, Stephen, just tell us a little bit briefly about yourself.
Well, I have worked within the fitness and health industry for close to 10 years now. I started off at a school gym in my high school and then worked at recreation centres as a PT. I then moved into more Olympic-style weightlifting, into some powerlifting, tried some bodybuilding at times, ran a marathon, and currently work as a Pilates instructor. So I feel like I've had a broad experience of things. Right now, I actually study osteopathy. So I'm very much focused within sports medicine. So a lot of my training reflects a lot of science and a lot of sports medicine and health, and I hopefully am able to help people move better and live better lives. Yeah.
In-house massages. Keep us all moving.
I'm glad you said, what was it?
Osteopathy, yes.
I always say osteopathy.
Osteopathy. Or osteos, we call ourselves.
Wow.
Have you ever seen an osteo before?
Yes.
Well, the most common question I get is, what is an osteo or what do we do?
Okay, so
I guess we're very similar to maybe a physio or chiro, even a massage therapist. We look at the body holistically and we use techniques that physios might use or a chiro might use or a massage therapist might use to help people live without pain and to move better. So I think that comes across within my training methods where I look at the whole body and I can assess how people move and how they can increase their power or performance in movement. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so you probably see a lot of my training is very, very simple and very methodical and very science-based. And I like to think that I'm a student of life and I like to learn a lot. So hopefully you'll see that in my programs.
It'll be good to have some new plans too to reflect your all your hard work. So, yeah, that's really good. So welcome to you. First day at work today.
I know, first day. Lots of information.
Yeah, and Stephen's been learning all about the challenge.
And he wasted a treat too with his printing.
But that was my fault. I didn't give you the right directions. But anyway, so learning about the challenge from absolutely not knowing anything is a big job.
Yeah, huge.
So much involved.
Huge.
So you're doing well so far.
So far.
I'm going to throw you in at the deep end when Prep Week starts on the 21st of January, and the website will open at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So not at 8 a.m., 7 a.m. or anything like that. It's 9 a.m. And please don't email us or message and say, I can't get in. You cannot get in until the 21st at 9 a.m.
So the reason we do 9 a.m. is because it's prep week for us too, and we've set up the website, or we are sitting in the process of setting up the website, and there might be some things that don't quite go to plan. So 9 a.m. we're here in the office, and if something goes wrong, we can fix it hopefully quickly.
Well, for the first time people doing the challenge, what can they find when they log in at 9 a.m.? What's some things that they'll be able to see?
First thing is it will ask you to set up your profile. You don't have to set up your profile straight away. You can just click out of that by clicking on the dashboard link. If you have got a picture to put up, a good time to set up your profile, because once you set up your profile, it opens all the options for you. So do you want to talk about the picture, how you do your photo?
Yep. So take your photo.
If you want to be a public challenger, you need a photo. You have to have a photo.
Yep.
If you want to be a private challenger, you don't have to have a photo, but we would still recommend it because no one will see it.
Yep. On the website, you will find a supplied PDF. So you must print this out if you're a male Maxine's, if you're a female Maxine's. Print it out, or you can still do the newspaper, the old way of the newspaper. Hold it up so it's clearly visible. It must be not a local paper. It must be one of the, what do you call them?
One that we can search online.
Yeah, one we can search. So like the Herald or the Sun or the whatever.
Like a national
paper. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Yes, we need one of those papers so that we can actually see. It must be a full body photo. So don't cut your legs off, don't cut your head off, don't cut an arm off, and please do not pose. Just stand there with the paper in your hand and take your photo. Simple.
And if you haven't got someone that can take your photo, or you don't want to strip down in front of people you know, which can be helpful, just do it on your phone, just put the timer on, sit it up on the windowsill.
Tell us your story, Di.
My story? Yeah. Well, that's how I did it, because I didn't want anyone to see me. I was too embarrassed. And so I just put the phone on the windowsill, set the timer, stood there, photo went, and I was done. Took about 5 seconds.
I made my husband take mine, and we took about 20 to 30 photos. Nope, that doesn't work. Nope, do it again, do it again. Nope, don't like that one. I don't like any of them. And please, guys, don't take a photo with all the crap on the floor in your bathroom, toilet seat up, toilet roll on the floor.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you might be selected as one of the top 10 challenges, and lots of people will want to look at your photos, and they don't want to see you standing in front of the toilet with the lid up and the toilet paper, as we have had, or just a big mess on the unmade bed with the clothes all over it. So just find a nice kind of clear place, stand in front of a wall, plain wall.
Okay, so what do you need to do with prep week? Prep week starts with clean out your pantry, get rid of all the crap in there, all the junk food, all the sugary cereals, just anything that you know is not a whole food full of colourings and flavourings, just get rid of it. Get rid of it. You do not need it, and you won't be eating it for 12 weeks at least, and then hopefully not again after that.
It can be quite a daunting experience trying to get rid of everything in your house, but it can be quite refreshing as well.
Yep.
You know, that minimalist lifestyle can be quite a weight off your shoulders.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's kind of nice to walk into a house and not have things there that are tempting. And
yeah.
A little anecdote for myself, I used to live with a close friend of mine, and he was another PT. And in that house, we had no contraband. There was no chocolate, no soft drinks, no fun things, right? And I was in the best shape of my life. Best shape of my life, because I guess living with someone else where it kept me accountable and we had no temptation living with another guy. And I then moved back in with my mom, and my mom, she comes from a German background, so she's always got like sweets and cookies.
Yeah.
And so my body composition changed quite quickly. So temptation is a real thing. Even if you know when to eat, you're a professional, you're a coach, you're an athlete, whoever you are, temptation is going to be your weak point. Yeah. So I think the best thing you can do is clear out the pantry. It might take a day and it might be a big moment, but you'll feel much better. And if you have no temptations around,
Fridge as well. Don't forget your fridge.
Yeah.
Get rid of that cheese and all those desserts that are there with full of sugar and everything like that, and fill that with nice wholesome vegetables, fruits, yogurt.
Kind of like throwing out the old you.
Yeah. Mm.
And starting afresh.
Like that cleanse.
It is like a cleanse, isn't it?
The old me is gone and the new me is only going to eat healthy food.
So you can say the challenge starts when you clear out your pantry.
Yeah.
Right. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt another great story. Just wanted to jump in and say don't forget to like our podcast on iTunes, and please leave us a review. If you're finding it interesting, share it with your family and friends. We love your feedback. And now back to today's podcast.
Challenge starts when you clear out your pantry.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
it. Yeah. Mm.
I wanted to start on the day that the challenge started, and the guy that was helping me do my challenge said to me, why do you want to wait another week? Why don't you just start next week? So let's do this, this, this. And it was all the fridge, the pantry, and then it was just starting.
Yeah.
Take your photo and start. He said, there's no point in waiting. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, I was the other way. I tried to eat as much as I could the last week. I had one more pizza.
Yeah. What is that, like Tony Robbins says, like change happens in a moment?
Yep.
Like whatever you want to change, you want to quit smoking, you want to change your lifestyle, it happens in one moment.
Yeah.
That moment can be when you pull out the garbage bag and start clearing your pantry.
Yeah, so true. Next one is to get on the website, print out your plans, print out your nutrition plans, print out your training plans.
Yeah. Or save them somewhere on your computer.
Yeah. If you print them out, though, print out your shopping list. Then go back into your pantry and mark off the things that you don't need, your spices and if you've got oats, things like that, if you don't need to buy them again, then mark them off your shopping list because you won't need to buy them straight away.
And there are some things that are not on the shopping list, like Helen was saying with spices. So obviously there's hundreds of spices and most of them are negligible as far as what you get when you add them to your food. So that might be something that you want to have a look in the supermarket and go, okay, well, let's choose four or five different things. I might want some turmeric. I might try this. I might try that. Lemon pepper, just different things that you can put on your food to give it a little bit more flavour that you might not have used before because you might have had more processed food.
Yeah, to add on to that, sometimes when you start eating more vegetables, a common barrier people tell me is that vegetables are gross or they're disgusting or they're bland. You know, they don't have the
plain and bland.
Yeah. And if we have a diet at the moment where we're eating lots of just say sugars or processed foods, and you know, these are packed full of flavors and you get addicted to the flavors. Mm. But if you can replace that with a spice, and for me, you know, I like really spicy foods. So I like lots of chilies, lots of sriracha sauce, and that helps me to palate a lot of veggies. Right? Yeah. And you might not need chili, but maybe you enjoy like lemon pepper, or maybe you enjoy just pure lemon, or maybe you find another herb or condiment, short word with condiment because that can tip you over the edge.
Yeah, sure.
But if you find a herb or a spice that can help you palate the new diet, that could help your process.
Yeah. If something tastes better, you're more likely to want to eat it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Next one's training plans. Print out your training plans if you're doing the home program. Check out what equipment you've got. There's lots of places that have cheap equipment, which you can start your little outfit with. Big W, Kmart, Aldi have some stuff as well.
I'm a sucker for Kmart.
Yeah. It's not just the equipment either.
No.
Kmart just has everything.
Yeah. I can't go there without buying everything.
Yeah. You can do a whole house with just Kmart, can't you?
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And the dumbbells are like $5.
Yeah.
Even the bench, you can buy a bench that you can adjustable, you can use as a flat bench or an incline bench, and it's like $40.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of the cost of your gym membership. Mm. I mean, that's like 2 weeks gym membership.
Mm.
So,
yeah. So get yourself some dumbbells, maybe some resistance bands, football, a bench,
straight bar.
Yeah.
Straight bar if you can, yeah.
And saw like an exercise bike there for $80 once.
Yeah.
Cheap. Keep an eye on your catalogues that come in the mail because Aldi often have kettlebells and things like that on sale. And we're also in the Facebook group, we always advertise if there is a sale going on for gym equipment, there's always somebody will pop it up so that everybody knows.
Yeah, so for some of the programs that have a home and gym option, you need the equipment. But if you're doing Find Your Fitness or Get Fit and Healthy, they're equipment-free programs. So they're mainly outdoors, going for walks, doing more exercises without
body weight.
Body weight exercises.
Yep. But you can add equipment in if you want.
If you want to hold some dumbbells, you can, or use resistance bands, that's fine too. They're for people who really don't want to go out and join a gym or buy equipment. They just want to improve their fitness a little bit. So doing those programs, you don't need to buy anything.
Check out your local gym if you're doing the gym program. If you want to do both, like a bit of gym and a bit of home, that's cool. They work well together. But check out your local gyms. Find something that's on your way to work, on your way home.
Yeah, something close to home where you'll go. I mean, there might be an amazing gym five suburbs away, but are you really going to go there when you're a bit tired?
No, I wouldn't.
Can't be bothered.
No.
If it's up the road, even if it's not as great a gym, you're probably more likely to go.
Yep. When you're tired on the way home from work, if it's too far away and you're tired after work and you're just going, couldn't be bothered. But if you've got to drive past the front door, you go, well, I'm here now, I might as well just go in and do it.
Yeah.
Get it over and done with. Sign up to your gym. Make the commitment and just sign up. Joining fees. A lot of them have joining fees. Tell them, no, you're not paying a joining fee.
Yeah, get them waived.
Yeah, they'll always waive the joining fee. They'll put you out in the door.
That's a big tip. Mm. So if you they say to you, join up, you've got a joining fee of, say, $99, tell them, no, you go elsewhere because there's plenty of gyms that don't have joining fees and it's crap anyway. Yep. And PT sessions always come in handy. A PT session to get you started is a good way for someone to show you properly how to do the exercises if you're new to it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. A lot of gyms have like an introductory session that you can have with somebody. And yeah, they might write you a program and they'll probably do some of your measurements and things. But if they can at least show you around the gym floor, show you some of the equipment, maybe how the pin loaded machines work or where the dumbbells go, maybe run through some gym etiquette with you and even just take you through some very basic movement patterns. And going back to what I was saying before, like, you know, movement is so important. And I think if we don't move well, we're not moving effectively. And if you can have someone help you And that could be, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. You even go through very basic movements. It could be a very long-term investment, you know, a very big investment, just spending that small amount of time or even money with someone who...
Very true.
Yeah, time.
Yeah, because if you've got, like, deadlifts on your program and you're not sure how to do it and you do it incorrectly, you might hurt yourself or you're always going to be doing it incorrectly. If you have a PT, they'll teach you to do it properly.
Yeah.
And you're fine then.
Yeah, buy yourself a new outfit just because you signed up to the challenge and you're a legend. So a new outfit. One thing I stress this, and I can never stress this enough, new shoes. Come on, guys, look after those feet because those feet hold up your legs, your body, your whole body. So you have sore feet or bad fitting shoes, you get sore legs, sore knees, sore hips, sore back, sore neck, and just goes all the way.
I agree, yeah. The best experience I had was I actually went to an athlete's foot, yeah, one of the little franchises, and I wasn't expecting much, but I wanted to use one of their weight plates to sense my feet, and I had a pair of shoes fitted for my feet in preparation for when I ran the Melbourne Marathon, and going from the shoes that I had to wearing these shoes that were recommended for me, I was like I was walking on a cloud.
Yeah.
It was amazing, and if you don't know anything about shoes, I'd advise you to go to somewhere where they can fit your shoes and they can help you to find a good supportive pair of runners or trainers to look after your feet. And that could help you with your cardio work and even your weightlifting work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you want something comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. I do weights in socks or bare feet.
Don't drop the dumbbell on your foot.
Mm. But if you drop it on your foot with the shoes on, it's going to be the same.
Yeah, well, that's true.
20 kilo dumbbell. On. It's going to be like a broken toe, I think.
No, no, you're right. I swear. A lot of people do.
Yeah. I just wear lifestyle shoes. I wear flat shoes.
Mm, yeah.
But I mean, we could probably sit here for a whole podcast talking about
shoes
and shoes recommendations. And
what's your favorite brand?
I am a sucker for D-Max, the big, like, boots type shoes. Oh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're more traditional bodybuilding shoes, but I just find them really comfy when I go to the gym. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Nike addict.
Nike addict.
Love Nike. And they fit really well on my feet too.
Yeah, I'm a Nike girl too. Nike. I've got to say, I think I've tried all the brands and they're usually the ones that fit me the best. Yeah.
I don't mind Saucony either. They're not bad. Yeah.
Well, the cloud shoes that I was talking about were Brooks.
Yeah.
Brooks are really nice. Really expensive. They're really nice as well.
Yeah. And comfort comes over price to me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so your supermarket shop. Let's go to the supermarket shop. You've got your shopping list. Don't buy what is not on the shopping list. Quite easy to do, to go in there and say, oh, just have this, or I'll swap that bread for this, or I'll have that, or
very easy. Always on sale.
And it's always at the end of the aisle.
Chocolate, and it says half price, and you go, oh, I have to buy that, it's half price. Tim Tams, always half price.
And you go, it's only prep week, the challenge hasn't started, I'll just buy one block.
Yeah, my early advice when shopping, it can be quite daunting to go shopping, especially if you're not used to shopping yourself, which could be for some people. And when you go to a supermarket, my advice would be to go around the edge of the supermarket.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could start with the groceries, you walk around towards like the deli area, maybe through the frozen section and try to spend minimal time in the aisles, because the aisles is probably where the stuff you don't want to be eating and the stuff you're going to be tempted to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And when you get to the checkout too, they always have those little chocolate bars and
lollies. Nice.
Yeah. What else have we got in the shopping list? Don't overbuy. So don't think, oh, I'll buy all my vegetables for the next 3 or 4 weeks because they're only going to go off and then you won't eat them and that's wasted.
Yeah, well, the frozen ones are good. I never thought you could buy frozen veggies were good, but now I've read the packet. They're just veggies. They're frozen. They're not.
Great for emergencies too. Always have some in the freezer just for emergencies.
Yeah, you can just throw them in. They're not quite as nice as like fresh beans stuff. And much nicer than the soggy frozen ones. But if you're desperate, they're in the freezer.
Yeah, emergency meal. Mm. Because you will have times where the emergency meals need to come out.
Yeah. So life gets in the way sometimes.
It does.
Yeah, you might need that backup.
Yep.
Yeah. And heck, you'd rather be prepared. You know, you're prepared to succeed or prepared to fail. So if you're prepared and you have a backup, then you're less likely to be, oh, let's order a pizza.
So like tins of tuna, they can just sit there. They can sit there for the whole challenge. The little rice cups, they're exactly the same. So you can sit there for the whole challenge, even if you don't touch them. Same with your frozen veggies. There's a meal sitting there, like three things that you can keep for the whole challenge. And if you don't use them, you don't. If you do, great.
Yeah, true. And containers. While you're there, grab some.
That comes under meal prep. Yep.
Yeah.
Meal prep, good containers.
Yeah. They're usually like periodically the sales at your Coles and your Woolies and buying like little Tupperware containers.
Yeah.
I went through a long time getting those little like Chinese takeaway containers.
Yeah.
And they just kept breaking and snapping.
Yeah.
You put them in a bag and they just,
Yeah.
So I went out and got like some good sturdy clippy ones.
Yeah.
And they've lasted for forever. And they're like a half price sale.
They're always half price. And you can get ones that you can freeze, put them in the dishwasher, you can put them in the microwave.
Yeah. Just easy. Good knives. You bought this up last time, Di. Good knives for your chopping.
Yeah. You don't want blunt knives.
No.
You want something sharp, something good.
Yeah.
Stab. Oh, no, what should I say?
When you're hungry.
Maybe a Nutribullet, a blender, and the special new fancy one now, the air fryer.
Oh, my mum's just got an air fryer. She's the most excited person.
Sandra bought me an air fryer this year and last year, and I am just so loving it. It's just oil-free and it just cooks perfectly. I just love it.
And your Nutribullet's good too. Yeah. Like you can buy an expensive Nutribullet, but you can also buy one for $20 in Kmart or even less. Yeah. And it might not last as long, but it might last you through the challenge. And when you're making up a protein shake, you can throw some frozen berries in there and make it icy. You can throw heaps of stuff in there. Yeah. Throw some handfuls of ice in and make it like ice cream.
Yeah. When you put the, if you blend up the fruit and the scoop of protein, heap of ice, fruit, protein, blend it up, and it's just like
dessert.
Like, it's like a thick shake almost. Yeah. You don't eat it with a spoon. It's
refreshing smoothie. It's just perfect.
Oh, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you loving our podcasts? If so, like, share, and leave us a review on iTunes. This helps us continue to deliver you interesting content. Now back to it.
Yeah.
Look, like going back to it, like this stuff doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. But you can go that budget option by going to somewhere like a Kmart. You can go to somewhere fancy like one of those kitchen stores, but at the end of the day, like, you know, when it comes back to even knives, like the best knife that I ever bought was from Coles, and it was just a $20 little kitchen knife, and I use it every day, even though my partner, she went and bought a fancy block of knives, and I still use this kitchen knife that has lasted me years. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be a huge out-of-pocket expense, but can
nothing does. Nothing. You can do it. You can, like you said, you can do this on a budget.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just, I mean, you look at what you're saving, what you're not going out, no takeaway, no alcohol, if you smoke, no cigarettes, I hope. So you're saving a lot of money there, and you can buy on a budget, like buy your vegetables no name if you want to, and Kmart, Coles, Woolies, whatever, and it always works out to be a lot cheaper. Yeah. Setting up your profile, let's go back to that. It's taking your photos, measurements.
Yeah, we always say you should do measurements rather than weigh yourself. Like weigh yourself is fine and keep a track of your weight if you want to, but you'll notice more drastically that your measurements will go down if you're doing the challenge to lose weight. If you're doing it to build up, I'm still taking measurements, but definitely if you're losing weight, a lot of people get to about week four and they say, I've only lost a kilo, but when they measure their waist, they've lost 5 centimetres.
Yep.
So I would do my measurements at the start, week four, week eight, and the end, if not every week.
Yeah, I used to do mine every week, every single week, and just to watch those centimetres just come down all the time was just great. Mm. Did you see on Facebook the other day someone put up about the strings? They use a piece of string and hang the string on the wall, so each week the new bit of string.
Yeah, what a good idea. I just get a bit of string, put it around your waist.
And just watch it. Just watch it get a little bit shorter and a little bit shorter. Oh, that was great.
Or your hips, wherever you want to lose the most weight, put the string around there, chop it off, hang it on the wall, and then the next week do it again.
Yeah.
And each bit of string should get smaller.
Mm.
All I'd say is follow like a quantifiable method. It's very easy to throw a string around your arms and then every time you measure yourself, it's in a different spot. So try to find a way to repeat your measurements. So that could be maybe 3 finger widths away from your crease of your elbow or around your belly button or around your armpits or wherever you choose, you know, be consistent. It doesn't really matter where you choose as long as you're consistent.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do go down the path of weighing yourself, which is fine, choose like the same scales because, you know, there's so many variability.
Mm.
Yeah. So if you want something that's repeatable and quantifiable so that you can measure the same results.
Yeah. I weighed myself every week when I did the challenge, but I did it every Sunday morning at the gym on the scales at the gym.
Yeah.
As soon as we got there, jumped on the scales and it was done for the week.
Perfect. Do we talk about the options after you've set up your profile? You change your program.
You might have chosen the wrong program. Some people do. They start the challenge and might choose say, the lean program, and then when you go on the forum, you might ask one of the coaches, here's my photo, do you think I've chosen the right program? And they might say, no, you haven't, or you might just realise you've chosen the wrong program. So you've got up until week 4 check-in to change your program. Once you change it, you can change it back. You can do it as often as you like. So use prep week to change your program, have a look at the other programs, and then decide the one that's right for you if you think the one you've chosen is not correct.
And if you need help, jump on the forum.
Yeah, so Stephen's going to be on the forum, and he'll be able to look at your photo and say, yep, you've chosen the right program for you, or no, you haven't. So
sounds like you can change your email, and you can also add a photo so that when on the forum people can see exactly who you are.
Yeah, I'll be able to see your smiley face.
Yeah, sounds good. Private or public? Your choice.
Yeah, so you've got, I'm trying to think. About week 5, we'll send out an email letting you know that when you have to decide. Most people, everyone starts off private. So when you log in, you'll be a private challenger. It's up to you to change to public. So when you set up your profile, it will ask you the question whether you want to be private or public. In order to be part of the competition, if you want to be judged in the competition, you need to be public. That's because the judges need to see your photo. And for private challenges, no one can see their photo. So the coaches, the ambassadors, other challengers won't be able to see it. So therefore, you won't be able to be judged in the end.
It's also, I think, if you're private, I mean, it's totally up to you, but I think if people can see your photos, they can sort of support you a bit more too.
Yeah, and you're a bit more accountable. You're
like, yeah, I think so too.
You know, people might have seen your before photo. You want to look a bit different.
I never even thought about going private. Never.
No, I didn't either.
No, I actually didn't even know there was a private. Honesty. So up to about week five or six, you can change from private to public. And so if you're public, you can be in the competition. If you're private, you cannot be any part of the competition.
But you can still complete your challenge.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Don't feel bad. You can still get amazing results. But you don't want to get to week 9 and go, oh, wow, I've got these amazing results. If I'd been in the competition, I might have won a prize. So,
and once we get past that 6-week mark or the date that you can still change it to, once we get past that, you cannot email us and go, oh, I didn't know, or I forgot the date, or I didn't have the internet service. Or we can't change it. That's done.
Yeah. So once it goes past that, we can't go back,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Okay, the website. There's so much in there. There's the forum, there's nutrition training, mindset, resources, podcasts.
It would literally take the whole week of prep week to read everything.
Yeah. We'll just go through things basically. The forum is where you can go in and ask questions, find information, talk to our coaches and ambassadors. If you're struggling, just go in there. If you want to just go in there and say, look, I'm struggling, I don't know what to do, I'm hungry all the time, or I'm thirsty, whatever, just go in there. And
or if you don't like something, like you might say that there's a food on your nutrition plan that you just really can't stomach, then the coaches and ambassadors can suggest a swap for you.
Yep.
But pretty much you can swap anything around anyway. Like if you've got chicken for dinner but you'd rather have fish, then have fish.
Mm.
You can't have a pizza, but you can have something else that's on the plan on another day.
Yeah. And sometimes think outside the box. Like if it says sweet potato, mashed sweet potato, but you are so sick of it, make them into chips. Easy. You can still have the same thing, just air fryer chips, no oil.
Get an air fryer.
Buy an air fryer.
I'll have to get an air fryer.
But, yeah, it's just sort of thinking outside the box too. I mean, I'm sick of eating egg whites, so I made mine into a chocolate egg white pancake today. So it had sugar-free maple syrup on top of it. Just things like that. You just got to think. Sometimes you got to think outside the box when you do get bored with food or you just don't like something.
Mm.
And that's where the Facebook page will come in really handy, because you can just put in there, look, I'm so sick of this. What can I have? How can I change this? In the forum as well, things can get changed. And lots of people have different ideas, especially return challenges, because they've been through it before.
Mm.
Well, yeah, we're here to help with the forum. Yeah, if you have any questions, please put them in the forum.
Yeah.
It's well and great if you try to send us an email, but maybe there's other challengers who have a similar question to what you have. It's best if we can all put it on the forum and then everyone gets that information at the same time. And look, at the end of the day, there's no stupid question. Like, I want you to succeed and I want you to have a great transformation. And if your barrier is that you don't know what we mean by one poached egg, we want to help you. Whatever your question is, we want to help you.
Yeah. Hey guys, we interrupt today's podcast to give you a friendly reminder to share with your friends and family and like us on iTunes. Thanks.
We want to help. Whatever your question is, we want to help.
Yeah. Search your question first, though. So there is a search function there. So before you make a new thread, pop it in the search function. Just see if there's something there, because sometimes you'll ask the question and then five other people have asked the same question and then a coach will come in and answer one of them and then he thinks, oh, I've answered one about the egg whites or whatever, and the rest of them get lost. And then people get a little bit annoyed sometimes because their question wasn't answered. And so always search first just to see if the question has actually been answered. Yeah. I don't think Stephen wants to answer 50 questions on about
poached
eggs or egg whites.
Someone say that they're excellent. I really cracked you up.
Even if
it's first day.
Even if you just go on the forum to read and you'd never ask a question.
That was me.
Still go. Yeah, you should still read it.
I did that. I asked one question in my whole challenge and I didn't get answered. And so I never asked another one.
Yeah. That won't happen now.
No.
Because we're on the ball. On the ball, and all questions get answered. But read through what people are asking, because there's something there that will relate to you. You'll say, oh, that's true. I was like that, or I thought that. I wanted to know that answer. So you don't have to ask a question to get knowledge from the forum.
Lots of mindset on there. There's some great stuff about meditation with Kate, resources, podcasts.
Craig does lots of podcasts. He's got a weekly message as well.
Yeah, his podcasts are really good. I've actually just started listening to a whole lot of them while I walk in the morning, and cardio in the morning. Anyway, it's got to be done. So I listen to Craig and he's brilliant. It's really, really good to listen to. Plus, all our podcasts are on there too. So if you've got any ideas for a podcast, please email us, message us, whatever. Just let us know what you'd like to hear about, like hear us discuss.
Yeah, we can talk about anything, I reckon.
Yeah. We talk underwater too. Frequently asked questions. At the bottom of the page with your key dates, every page on the website has the FAQs and the key dates, which is all the dates you need, your check-in dates, your final dates, every date you need is there. So check them out. What else have we got? The social hub. Instagram, we are challenge, Max Challenge 19, Maxine's Challenge 19.
Hashtags.
Hashtags. Post whatever you like. Don't forget to tag us though, because we like to, you know, all that stuff comes through onto our social hub.
Just make sure, in order for it to come on the social hub, you have to have a public Instagram account. If you've got a private Instagram account, it won't come through.
Yep. We actually found that with a few people last challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, Facebook. Post your photos, post videos. Post what you're eating. I want to see what you're doing and what you're eating and how you're moving. And, like if you post something, we may be able to help. We may be able to talk about that or we can see,
And it motivates others.
Mm. Yeah, and your wins and things like that. We want to see, you know, a PB and video it, pop it up, tag us, love it. Groups within the website, they'll open up in the first week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. So we can, groups are just like the over 50s, over 40s, the new mums, the vegans.
Form a group. Someone needs to be the group leader. So that person forms the group. So if you've got an interest, like the vegan group's always good, start the group. You can be the group leader. And if you make it a public group, anyone can join. If you make it a private group, the group leader has to invite people to join. So a private group is more if you've got a work group that are all doing the challenge together, or and you don't want other people to join because you only want people from your work in that group, then you can do that.
Yep, and the groups, there's also prizes for the groups too. Mm. But it's the groups with more than 10 people in them.
Yeah, so if 10 people in your group finish the challenge, they have to get to the end, or at least 10 of them get to the end, the judges will pick up who they think the winner is for that group, or like the group champion.
Yep.
It's not really the winner. It's more the person that they think has done a great job.
Yep. Choosing your program. How to choose your program? Not sure. Ask on the forum.
Yeah, there's, like we said before, there's four different programs for men and four for women. So if you think you've chosen the wrong one, just ask, or it's no problem in the first 4 weeks to change it. You can do it yourself from your profile page and you can change back then if you think you were right the first time.
The platinum program.
Helen's little baby.
This is my little baby. I'm the Platinum Coach for everyone this round, so this will be really interesting for me. The Platinum Program is a one-on-one online, so you will do, so you just follow the same program. You do your weekly check-ins. I'm available on email, Messenger. I'm also in the Facebook group, so you can tag me in anything you like in there. You get a supplement package to the value of in excess of $200 recommended retail, and that'll start you off on your journey. Weekly check-ins, exclusive forum chats. So we're going to have an exclusive group in the forum, which will be just for Platinums. We're also going to have one in the Facebook group too. So you can talk in there if you want to. You can chat, you can ask anything. If you don't want to, that's fine too. You can still be in there and just read. That's all cool. Fortnightly calls. I'm going to open up a calendar so you can, I'll send you all the links so that you can go into there, select a time you'd like your Zoom call. We're going to do Zoom so I can actually see who I'm talking to, which will be really interesting. You get a personalised document which is for you to log all your measurements, all your stats for the week. There's also access to the blood chemistry calculator, which is a brilliant new service we've brought on board. Have a look at the, there's a podcast on the blood chemistry calculator and there's also an ebook out. It's for you to have your bloods done to see where you're at with your body, changes you need to make. I actually had mine done and there were lots of things that I needed to change, which I didn't realise until my bloods were done. I wasn't sick or anything like that, but I had it done, and being vegan and I had an iron overload was pretty interesting. So I had to go and give blood and anyway, lots of little things, but there's no problems there. So I go and get retested again in 2 weeks and see if changing my diet worked. So which has made me a lot more energy and things like that. So that's all available to you Platinum guys as well.
And it's really great value.
Yeah.
So getting your blood checked is a great experience. Yep. You know, what's measured is managed. And if you don't know what's happening in your body, how are you going to find those changes that you need to make to really improve your performance? Right?
There's also a 30-minute consultation with our blood chemistry professional who will go through all your results with you and advise you how to take your diet, where do you take your diet, what to add in, what to take out, things like that. And you can do that at the start and then do it again at the end, or you can just do it at the start. It's totally up to you guys. So if you want more info, just click us an email, platinum@aminoactive.com.au, and I can send you out some more information on that. What else have we got, guys?
So the challenge can be a competition, doesn't have to be. You can do the challenge for yourself or you can do it to be part of the competition, but you must be public. So if you decide that you'd like to be in the competition, which I think most people should give it a go, then you'll be eligible for prizes at the end of the challenge. So,
right.
So basically we choose the top 50, or we don't choose them, our judges choose them.
Yeah.
And the top 50 men and top 50 women are chosen out of everyone who finishes as a public challenger.
And they get a T-shirt.
They get a T-shirt. And then the top 10 chosen from those top 50, and they all get a great prize pack of a supplement prize pack that's worth about $800, including merchandise. And then from the top 10, the top 3 are chosen. And so the winner receives a holiday, which is great.
Nice.
Lovely. Second prize is $1,000 and third prize is $500. So there's lots of prizes. So you have to be in it to win it.
You have to be public to win it.
Amazing.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
There you go. We wrapped up our challenge just for you.
Thank you.
In all about 40 minutes.
Yeah. And so now
did you learn
Stephen's
more?
Ready to go. Knows all about the challenge now. There's lots to do.
Ambassadors, we also have our fabulous group of ambassadors who are on the forum and in the Facebook group, lots of them.
Yeah, ask questions.
Yeah, because they've all been through the journey, the one you're just about to go through. So ask anything you like. Also, any questions that you don't want to ask, then you can also email challenge@aminoactive.com.au.
Yeah, and that comes through to us.
We'll yes. Answer that. Or you can give us a call too. We're happy to have a chat.
Yeah, the phone number's on the website. There's a free call number.
Yep.
Just call anytime.
Okay. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy your challenge.
Great. Good luck. Howdy.
Go hard.
Have fun.
See ya.